Get up, superstar. It's time to shine.
Here's to the fierce queens, the delusional dreamer, the one who thinks she's all that because she marches to the beat of her own drum. She's not afraid to embrace her flaws, and she finds power in using failure as fuel for evolution. Defying the limits imposed by perfectionism and imposter syndrome, she faces her fears with full confidence in God, because the one who put her here also called her to have dominion here. My name is Barbara Moahi, your online bestie and chair executive officer. Join me and women across the world who refuse to let fear keep them from their wildest dreams. This is Boldly Becoming. Hey girl, so today's podcast episode is a little different because I am going to be doing advice that I wish my high school self had. I recently was on a podcast. It's called Life with Z with Zandri van Zyl, and she's absolutely fabulous. If you do have time, I definitely think you should go check it out. In fact, my episode is live right now, so make sure that you check that out if, you know, binging podcasts is your thing. If not, I'm going to get straight into today's piece of advice. And one of the questions that Zandri asked me on her podcast was, if I could give advice to my younger self, what would it be? Like, what would I say? And I think back to Barbara in high school, who was an overachiever, who, you know, was a people pleaser in some sense. And I don't think you can be like a perfectionist and an overachiever without being a people pleaser. I think both of those things are rooted in people pleasing, because perfectionism is almost the idea that you want to project this image of yourself that other people will perceive as perfect. And that's the trap of perfectionism. And I actually read this in a book written by Dr. Brené Brown. It's called The Gifts of Imperfection. And she speaks about how perfectionism, being the perception of being perfect to other people, is a self-destructive habit because you definitely cannot control how other people perceive you. It's something that's completely out of your hand. And so if the success or the failure of your life hinges on what other people think of you, then my girl, you are in danger. You are definitely in a lot of trouble. And one of the ways that you learn how to overcome that is through self-compassion. So if perfectionism is something that you really find yourself struggling with, I definitely recommend that you get that book. But that's exactly where my high school self was. She was constantly trying to control how other people perceived her. And my first piece of advice for 18-year-old Barbara, 16-year-old Barbara, 14-year-old Barbara, or anyone really who's listening to this and is in their high school years, is to make time for what you love. Make time for the things you love, because the people that you are working so hard to impress will never be impressed by you. And I think that's such a difficult concept to understand when you're someone who's so used to living on the approval and praise of other people. And this isn't necessarily your fault. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to feel bad about, because I think it comes naturally to people who are high achievers, constantly on the top 10, you know, captain of every team that they're in, and just absolute bona achievers in general. And I think for me, back in high school, I was in a position where I was the Wurf Macy of a word school. And in as much as the school wasn't completely Afrikaans, there definitely was a faction of the school that was Afrikaans in my time. And I remember being made to feel like I was not the choice. Obviously, the students voted for me, but within the staff, I remember particular members of that staff just being super against my election, and the election of the head boy as well. And we worked so hard to try and prove to them that we were good enough. I remember making it a point that I will always speak Afrikaans whenever, you know, I come across them, because I really wanna nullify any sort of excuse that they had or reason that they had as to why I couldn't be the head girl. And I think I remember one of the underlying reasons was like, okay, but if they're both English speaking students, like who's gonna do all the Afrikaans, whatever, who's gonna do whatever? And I'm like, listen here, ne, ek kan prati, okay. I will do it. Definitely my Afrikaans years ago was much better. When I was in tax, I had an Afrikaans roommate. Her name is Danielle. She was so, so, so amazing. And literally my entire floor was Afrikaans girls. I think because Astorof maybe was a popular choice for the Afrikaans girls because Astorof was the race that had Vergeet My Nie. And if you know anything about Vergeet My Nie, is that you will find a Vergeet My Nie in most of the female reses in South Africa. So whether you're in Potchefstroom or you are in Stellenbosch, there's probably a Vergeet My Nie.
And my mom was in Vergeet My Nie. A lot of the girls as well on the floor, I know for them, Vergeet My Nie was a very sentimental res to choose because their mom and their grandmother and their this and their that had been in Vergeet My Nie. Wow, Afrikaans. Vergeet My Nie. And I think with obviously the history of our country and the way that certain opportunities were only afforded for certain people or people who could speak Afrikaans, then it makes sense that, you know, Vergeet My Nie was a predominantly Afrikaans race.
There. I think actually Zandri is from Vergeet My Nie. That's hilarious. Zandri, I think, lived in Vergeet My Nie. I know we were bonding about a whole lot of things on the podcast episode, but I digress. Let me come back. So because of that, I stayed in Vergeet My Nie and a lot of the girls on my floor were Afrikaans. And so a lot of the times when we were having conversations, they would like struggle to express themselves fully. And I'd be like, no, it's okay. You can maar Afrikaans praat. And then they'd speak Afrikaans and it just be like a genuine interaction and everything was fine. So that was definitely like 5 years ago. I cannot speak Afrikaans to save my life right now because language is something that you have to practice over and over again. And I definitely did not have my practice in. But I worked so hard to try and impress these teachers. I remember we broke the world record at a robotics competition that we were competing in internationally as Team South Africa, and they were still not impressed. I remember we made it to Forbes magazine and they were still not impressed. We did so many things and spent so much of our energy working hard to impress those teachers. And by the end of our matric year, they still hated us. They still hated us and things got completely out of hand. Yo, it got so bad. Like at some point, the head boy's mom had to come to school and my mom had to come to school. And then they got the Department of Education involved because there were just so many things that were happening in the background that are not important in this podcast episode. But the moral of that story is they hated me before I was great and they hated me even when I thought I was great. So don't waste your time and energy trying to gain the approval of the people that don't like you or are determined to misunderstand you, because someone who's determined to misunderstand you will look for reasons to disqualify you no matter what. That also brings me to my second point, which is don't shrink or expand yourself in order to get into a room. Now, when I say don't expand yourself, I don't mean don't work hard, don't improve your skill, don't pursue excellence in all that you do. But what I'm saying is don't try and portray an image that is far greater than what you actually are to be in a room, because what that will do is drain you of energy because you constantly have to put on all these extra elements in order to be good enough to be in that room, which in the long run is very exhausting. And I think as someone who has once lived that life where I really felt like I needed to be extra this or extra that or less of this or less of that, it really is something that takes a toll on you. It's something that brings you anxiety because now you're constantly going back and forth as to whether they are perceiving you the way that you are trying to portray yourself. You're trying to control how people perceive you, which again, perfectionism, it doesn't exist. You can't control what other people think of you. Everybody has their own brain and their own mind, and they definitely will make up the conclusions that they see fit based on their life experiences and based off of where they're going. So it doesn't even have anything to do with you. you. Everyone is on their own journey. And I know sometimes it feels personal because obviously you're the main character of your life. And can we just pause here? I always hear people say, like, being the main character of your life is a bad thing. And I actually want to unpack that just a little bit. Let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Twitter or on Threads, however it is that you communicate. But I've never understood the concept of people trying to shame others for being the main character of their life. Because in my head, if I'm not the main character of my life, then who is the main character of my life? Is it my mom? Is it everybody else? Is it my friends? Because if my friends are the main character of my life, then that means my friends dictate the path of my life. And that just doesn't make sense to me. I think you should always be the main character of your life, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad person or you are someone who is bossy and just wants things their way or the highway. It just means that you have full agency on where you're going and you make decisions for yourself. That's what I think being a main character is. So definitely be the main character of your life, but also remember that everybody else is the main character of their lives. So you're not going to have control over their thoughts and feelings about you. And you're also not entitled to every other main character liking you and accepting you. So the best that you can do is be yourself. And there's a scripture in the previous episode that I shared. It's from 1 Peter 5 verse 6 to 7. And it says, be content with who you are. Don't put on airs. So that means don't try and be more than you actually are. God's strong hand is on you and he will promote you at the right time. So live carefree before God because he is most careful with you. That scripture changed my life, and that scripture freed me from so much because I understood that it's in the power of no man to take me out of the path of my destiny, because what God has put aside for me will always find me, and I don't have to pretend to be someone I'm not, because God cannot give what he meant for Barbara to a version of Barbara that she conjured up to please people, because that version will definitely sabotage the gift that God has given her in order to appease other people and try and, you know, control the perception of other people. So that's number two. Don't shrink yourself or make yourself greater for rooms. If they're not for you, just keep it moving and ask God to help you deal with that. Third, and then the last piece of advice that I would give to my younger high school self is to start YouTube today. Start YouTube today. And I think that's, it's different for me and it could be something else for you. You might have always wanted to explore singing. You might have always wanted to explore cooking and maybe writing up your own cookbook one day, but you haven't gotten around to it because it's something that feels like a hobby and your life is more focused on other things, you know, that are more important and will pay the bills. And that is all fair and valid because living in South Africa, if there's one thing that we can never do when it comes to chasing our dreams is take for granted the fact that privilege plays a role in people being able to go after their dreams. Not everybody has the privilege of saying, I'm going to stop studying engineering now and I'm going to pursue digital marketing because that's what I'm passionate about. It's not possible for everyone. And heck, sometimes I feel like it's not possible for me because there's so many things that get in my way continually, whether it's financial exclusion or girl, just a whole lot of other things that I just, like, I'm even defeated trying to get into that stand in the gap between me and my dreams. So don't be too hard on yourself if things don't necessarily work in your favor, because I also don't think that God would have placed you in that position if it wasn't anything that you can't overcome. There's actually a scripture like that. It's in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 10 or 10:13, I can never remember, but the scripture says that God will not put anything in your path that is too big for you to bear. He says his yoke is easy and his burden is light in Matthew 11:28. So find rest in that. Find complete rest in knowing that God is aware of your situation. Nothing takes him by surprise and he's working all things out for your good, even the things that you feel like are holding you back. And I think also me not starting a YouTube channel and me feeling like I didn't have the space or the capacity for all of that at that time of my life was literally based on the fact that I didn't want to think. And this takes me back to high school, because I remember in high school, I used to do my homework like last minute. And this was because obviously I was juggling all these extramural activities and other things that I was pursuing because I was trying to gain the approval of the teachers and staff members who hated me. And I remember doing my homework last minute, and I always used to tell myself like, I don't have to think right now. I'll think during the test. I don't have to think right now. I'll think during the exam. So I don't know if anyone else did this, but I'd literally answer questions if it was too hard for me to like do, and I literally had to like actually apply myself and think in order to answer the question, I just wouldn't do it. Like I'd just answer a bare minimum answer that I knew was definitely wrong, because it's an answer that I could grab on the surface level and didn't really require me to think and go deep into my brain to answer it. And then when the test came around, this was the first time I was practicing critical thinking. Like now when I practice critical thinking in the test, I'm sitting there, I'm racking my brain, I'm really digging deep and finding the answers. And then obviously when you look at my homework, I've got like 6 out of 10. But when you look at my tests, I've got like 9 out of 10. And that extra 3 came from me just wanting to sit down and taking the time to apply myself, because now you're in an exam room. You've got 3 hours to finish this paper. You don't have to go anywhere. You can literally just sit here. You've got time blocked out. And I think not starting your dream and me not starting my YouTube channel back when I could have was literally based on the fact that I didn't want to take the time to sit down, think about how I could actually factor this into my life, or how I could actually find the funds to buy a camera to do what I needed to do, or even realize that I don't need a camera and just take the time to do the research and see all the different platforms that allow me to start what I want to start with the resources that I have. Even with this podcast, there's so many different applications and AI technology that help me with putting it together. And just for like the sake of transparency, if you're someone who's looking to start a podcast but you feel like the audio quality on your phone is not good enough and you don't have enough money for microphones and stuff like that, the same applies for YouTube channels. You want to start your YouTube channel but you feel like the sound is not where it wants to be and and all these perfectionist things going on in your head, there is a website. It's called I don't know how to say it. Is it Adobe or Adobe? I don't know. But I think it's Adobe. Adobe Podcast, right? And they've got this thing called Voice Enhancer, which basically takes your audio, no matter how bad it is, and turns it into something that sounds like it was produced in a studio. So that's Adobe Podcast, right? And then the second one, which is also AI. So that was artificial intelligence. The second one I'm about to tell you is also artificial intelligence. And that one is called Video AI. And what Video AI does is it puts captions on your videos. So if you want to put captions on your videos and put it as a reel, so you made a YouTube video and you want to clip a part of that and put it as a reel, you can do it for free on video.ai. So that's VIDYIO.ai. I think something like that. Google will autocorrect you if you're wrong. And basically that program helps you with creating captions. Sorry, I got distracted because I started looking around my room. And then the last one is the lovely and fabulous, most loved ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT a lot when I'm making my content. So one thing that I do is if I'm writing out a script for a podcast episode, or I'm trying to figure out an idea, or I'm writing a voiceover for a reel, something like that, and English fails me, because we all have that thing, like English is probably not your first language. I mean, for some people it is, like me, I think English is my first language just because I don't speak my home language better than I speak English. So if I had to pick one and call it my first language, it would definitely be English. But even as a first language English speaker who technically is Setswana, I have failures in my gap of language. Like there's sometimes where I'm trying to articulate myself and I can't articulate. It's actually weird because I don't think I just do this with English. I do it with every language. Like I'll be thinking in English and then halfway through, like my thought doesn't go all the way, but I can finish my thought in Setswana. So I know the Setswana expression to express what I'm trying to say in the middle of my English sentence, but I don't know the English. Or I know the Afrikaans that will express what I'm trying to articulate well, but I don't know the English. So I'll just plug it all into ChatGPT, and ChatGPT helps me fill in the gaps. So I'm able to better articulate and express myself when I'm creating content. So all of those platforms that I gave you are free, and there's so many more that you can check out. I think actually I should do an entire podcast episode on becoming an influencer and all of those different things, so that anyone who is interested can learn about it, because it is a question that I get quite often, and I'm not trying to get into it. I just wanted to say the last piece of advice that I wanted to give my high school self is to go after her dream. But there are so many free resources and so many different people on the internet that are dedicated and committed to seeing you win. I mean, with this podcast, my biggest aim and my biggest desire is to see you win in confidence and go after everything that you want without any excuses holding you back. But there are other people who's dedicated, and their passion is to see content creators who don't have money and who don't have the skills and the ability to start their passion project or their dream project, or to go from being a part-time content creator to a full-time. There are so many different channels and podcasts that are dedicated to those things. So don't let finances and not having equipment stand in your way, because there are definitely solutions. You just have to sit down and apply your mind and actually think. Put in that hour to think, because until you practice critical thinking, you'll never get anywhere, and excuses will always have the better of you. Period. I always feel like I'm being so mean with these podcast episodes, but I feel like that's literally what it is. Like, sometimes, yes, there's room for self-compassion and there's always room for kindness. And that's something that I advocate for, because I don't think you can build resilience, and I don't think you can have the ability to stand up after failing if you're not kind to yourself. But there are also moments where we want to almost relish in this compassion and then be over compassionate to the point where we don't charge ourselves into action. So at the end of the day, every single dream that you have and every single idea that you have in your mind and in your heart that needs to be executed, needs to be executed. So until you put in that time to actually think, get up and go for it, nothing is going to change, and you'll find yourself exactly where you are in a few months' time, wishing that you started. So start. But that's it for today. That's all I wanted to share. My top three tips that I would give to myself if I was in high school. A little bit of a harsh episode, but you know what? We're getting there, girl. It's giving growth. They always used to say in my language, they say that when a child falls and scrapes themselves and they start crying, like, don't give them attention. Well, not in my language, in my culture. Don't give them attention. Don't even pay them a thought. Don't show any sense of remorse. Hey, a little bit toxic, but anyway, don't show a little bit of remorse. Don't show anything. Just be a soldier about it. Throw on your biggest poker face, because a child getting hurt and a child experiencing pain is a sign of growth. So if you feel like this podcast is hitting you hard and like I'm just coming in like a ton of bricks and you just like, oh, Barbara, chill, girl, that means you're growing. This is the gap for you to grow. And I'm proud of you. So go out there and be great. And remember that you've got this, because God's got you and I'm rooting for you. Washa.